Margaritas and guacamole became a little more expensive to make in the last few months. You can blame the squeeze on limes. Prices for limes, which were imported almost exclusively from Mexico, hit record highs this year. But now production is up, so prices are dropping. NPR's Carrie Kahn has the story from one of Mexico's key lime-producing states.
At an outdoor market in the town of Apatzingán in the state of Michoacán, dozens of buyers hover around the backs of beat-up pickup trucks filled high with crates of limes, known in these parts as green gold. Lime buyer Geraldo Fernandez scrambles up the back of the crates and peers over the top.
Llega, se venden rápido como pan caliente.
Fernandez says the drivers roll in and their limes are selling fast like hotcakes. While Mexico's other lime-producing states were hit hard by bad weather and a fungal outbreak, the orchards here have been flourishing, netting record profits for Michoacán's farmers. But with every boom comes the bust, and prices are falling fast. Better weather and a bountiful spring crop have supplies back to normal. Fernandez thumbs through another box of limes. He tells the driver he'll give him 80 pesos, about $6, for the whole 40-pound box. Just a month or two ago, he says he was paying these guys as much as $35 a box. Prices in the U.S. are dropping, too. Last week, the USDA said consumers paid on average 30 cents a lime compared to 90 a few months ago. But Michoacán farmers aren't complaining about the precipitous price drop. Most are still enjoying their record profits and the biggest boon. This is the first time in a decade, many say, they haven't been at the mercy of Mexico's ruthless drug cartels. Down the street at a large processing plant, workers unload limes into a huge container connected to a narrow conveyor belt. As the limes move down the line, they get washed and sorted. For more than a decade, every part of the lime business was controlled by one drug gang or another, the last few by the Knights Templar cartels, says buyer and farm manager Efraín Hernández Vázquez.
Lo que ganabas te lo quitaban. Sí, las cuotas te acababan.
Hernández says you'd make the money and they would take it. They charge so-called taxes, quotas on everything. The drug gang told farmers where and when they could sell their crops and, most importantly, at what price. Hernandez estimates he paid about $2,000 a week, or 10% of his sales, to the Knights Templar. But since a federal police crackdown in the state and the emergence of civilian militias, the cartel has been on the run. Several top leaders have either been killed or arrested, and three mayors and a former governor of Michoacán have been charged with colluding with organized crime. Hernandez says now it's just pure happiness. In fact, he just bought 30 more acres, and workers are clearing the land for even more limes. Hernandez tells me to take in a deep breath and smell the sweetness.
They smell so good. Huelen bien rico.
Bien sabrosos están.
The best, he says. Then he turns away from my mic and laughs. They smell just like dollars, don't they? Carrie Kahn, NPR News. Brother bought a coconut, he bought it for the diamond sister.